Hello, world. I'm Greg Batten. News and stuff, as usual, right after this. So, do you have any trouble getting into that tube as you get your MRI? I was there yesterday. Did this back in December, and it was interesting. For the first time in my life, I think claustrophobia took over. Never had a problem in my life, but somehow, looking up and seeing that tube just inches from my nose, I told the guy, get me out of here. He put that cloth over my face. Isn't it amazing? That just changed everything. So yesterday I did it again. Same thoughts flashing back to some, you know, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So much to be said about attitude of mind and your thinking. I spent over an hour in that thing yesterday, and God was so good. I prayed about so many people and things. Fell asleep a couple of times with all that banging going on. Amazing. I'll say again, and it's one of the most important verses in the Bible there in Proverbs 23:7. As a man thinketh, a woman thinketh, a child thinketh in his or her heart. That's what you are, what you think about all day long. Make sure your thinking is right today. Center on the Bible. What in the world is going on? So why should vaccinated people wear masks? According to Press Secretary Jen Psaki, because we said so. That's why. The White House answer. Do you think they're weak in the Biden White House? You know, weak leaders live in terror. They're constantly lying. They admit nothing. They rule by force because they really have no choice. They have lost their legitimacy. And when they begin to lose control, as they inevitably do, they panic, unable to acknowledge the fact that, well, we have failed. They retreat into delusion. Their behavior becomes irrational, and they start to do some bizarre things. At some point, every weak leadership, and this one's been weak from the beginning, does the very same thing. They yell at you and tell you this is the way it is, although it isn't. With that in mind, everybody learned yesterday that in the face of the waning pandemic, the Biden administration will dramatically increase COVID restrictions across the country. You've known from the beginning, this thing has been political. Millions of kids, yours, your grandkids, will now be required to cover their faces in school. This despite the scientifically established fact that masks pose a far greater threat to children than any pandemic. Strictly speaking, as a scientific rule, this is insane. But we could go on and on about all of this. Oh, it's been frustrating. And it's not going away. It won't until, well, you know. The latest on COVID, confusing as ever. Feds reversing now again. They keep flip-flopping over COVID mask. Cuomo says we got to knock on doors. We got to put people in cars. We got to get vaccines everywhere. And Veterans Administration, the first major federal agency mandating a vaccine for you. Biden says ongoing COVID symptoms, disability under federal laws, and over 50 U.S. medical groups now demand vaccine mandates to avoid more lockdowns. You must get a shot. Really? And Dr. Fauci still wants to work with a Wuhan lab there in China, despite the pandemic origin mystery going on. It is just one bizarre world out there, isn't it? And it just keeps getting uglier for Christians. What happened there? The 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has created a precedent now that the state of Colorado can discriminate against an artist. I mean, forcing her to violate her beliefs and provide messages that she rejects, all in pursuit of anti-discrimination laws. This is so wrong. The ruling came in a case that now could be used to force a web designer to create sites with messages to which she objects based on her sincere religious belief. the 2-1 decision sets up another opportunity for the Supreme Court to rule on the agenda pursued by many governmental units to punish Christians, punish you, for refusing to promote queer or LGBT campaigns of various artists. And the majority was targeted in a powerful rebuke by Chief Judge Timothy Timovich and his dissent. The fight is over a case brought by Lori Smith and her 303 Creative LLC against the state of Colorado of its non-discrimination laws that require her to express a message that offends her. The majority said the state has the right to discriminate against her for her beliefs, and she must carry that message the state imposes. They wrote, Smith's free speech and free exercise rights are, of course, compelling, oh yeah, but so too is Colorado's interest in protecting its citizens from the harms of discrimination, and this is just so much... Where's my gun? Good grief. Satan working overtime and using all of these people here at the end times. Is it because Christianity is really the true faith? That's what the Bible says. That people, our government, is acting so strongly against it. Yeah, this is just so bad. So now, the cops are not the only ones being ambushed. 2 teen suspects arrested yesterday over their alleged role in the brutal beatdown of a 44-year-old off-duty firefighter from New York in the Queens Park. The boys, only 14 and 15, were turned over by mom and dad to police and subsequently charged with gang assault and the caught-on-video attack in Juniper Valley Park. That was last Friday night. Third suspect still on the loose. The unidentified juveniles accused of ganging up on the victim who was walking his dog after he confronted a large, unruly crowd of teens setting off fireworks and creating a ruckus in the park. See, we're at that stage where you just don't say anything and ignore everything, including bad conduct, illegal conduct. The man eventually able to escape the mayhem and suffered cuts and bruises. His pooch, who was scooped up by a Good Samaritan, uninjured. It's the new America, a flood of evil. Speaking of cops, what's happening out there in Seattle? We're going to defund the police. So 100 of them quit, 200 of them quit, heading for 300 resigning. And the mayor of Seattle is calling on the city. We've got to rebuild our depleted police force after 6 separate shootings rocked the Washington State's largest metropolitan area over the weekend. As a city, said the mayor, we cannot continue on this current trajectory of losing police officers, said Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan at a Monday press conference. Over the past 17 months, well, yeah, they've lost the equivalent of 300,000 service hours. We're on the path to losing 300 police officers, she said. Isn't that something? She added the weekend violence as a reminder that there are certain emerging situations that require sworn police officers. You think? Well, it was orchestrated and it was quite a show. I watched ABC News and my goodness, one Capitol police officer after how horrible, death looming, each one of them. Hey, it was real, no question about that, but isn't it interesting? Perfectly picked Democrats, 4 of them, saying how bad it was January the 6th. And Ohio Representative Jim Jordan, he's one of the smart ones, fired back at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She picked all these out, by the way, was going to be on this team. And she rejected his seat on the January 6th House Commission following its first day of hearings on Capitol Hill. Jordan was rejected along with Representative Jim Banks here from Indiana. They're both strong Christian conservatives, 2 strong allies of former President Donald Trump. She stopped him from joining the committee to investigate the cause of the January 6th Capitol riots and offer recommendations on preventing any future violence. What a show. After day one of what is likely to be a politically charged and contentious several months of this nonsense. Jordan said he believes Pelosi chose not to include him on the committee because of an uncomfortable accusation he made against the House Speaker earlier in the week. It was a terrible day, and the people who did wrong need to be accountable. Amen. That's what Jordan said to the special report on Fox News. The real question is, and I've said this many times, why weren't those guys who testified today and all other Capitol Police who protect us and protect the Capitol, why weren't they given more help? That is a big question, and Pelosi doesn't want to go there. Why weren't there more people there that day? That's a very good question. And the only person who can answer that question is the Speaker of the House of Representatives. And I think she thought we were going to keep raising that question, and that's why she did away with us. Well, of course it is. Bunch of liars. You know, one of the things I think I will most admire about former President Donald Trump and perhaps future President Donald Trump is how he took on the left-leaning media. Oh, absolutely. And now very excited today to report that there is a new conservative site up. A former editor of the Drudge Report, and boy, that used to be a tremendous go-to for conservative positions. It was feisty, wave-making, afraid-of-nothing news that brashly posted a tease about, where's the birth certificate? You remember that, right? A book about Barack Obama, now described as an echo chamber, the Drudge Report. It's sad. And Joseph Curl has revealed that Off the Press is going to be a conservative-oriented aggregator with an eye to covering everything for those who devour news. Now more than ever, keeping up with the most important stories is a battle, Curl said. With social media deluging everyone with endless posts of their news feeds, the internet needs an editor to cull the very best stories and present them at a single site. That's exciting. Been discouraged by the Drudge Report now for a year or so this is going to be good for all of us. It's called Off the Press. Boy, pray about that one. Hey, would your church post a sign like this? A church sign commenting on gender identity in Medford, Massachusetts has sparked dueling but peaceful protests. Community members and elected officials gathered outside the New England Baptist Church. That's on Salem Street to protest a sign that says male and female. Created he them, Genesis 5:2. Aha! Gender identity solved. On his website, Northeastern University journalism professor Dan Kennedy called the sign an anti-LGBT queer message. Really? No one was demanding that the church remove the message, which is protected by the First Amendment, but members of the trans community and their allies wanted to let them know that their views weren't welcome. And Kennedy wrote, "A party atmosphere prevailed, at least on our side. We walked in front of the church once and then stood out on the opposite side of Salem Street, waving flags and signs while motorists honked their horns in support of us." Medford City Councilor Zach Beers and Nicole Morrell, as well as Councilor and Mayor candidate John Falco and Mayor Brianna Lungo, joined community members to protest the sign. So they're protesting the Bible. You know it was coming. It's already here, and it's just going to get worse in the days ahead. When the Bible says this is wrong and that's sin, and, well, throw that Bible out. That's what they're saying, my friend. Are you beginning to see how out of touch you are on, well, some very important issues in the world today? No. Truth is truth, but you shall know the truth. The truth shall set you free. Sinful people, lost people, worldly people, they do not want to hear truth. Ruins their day. "I'm so proud," said the mayor, "to be a part of this community that came out to show that hate has no home here. Medford stands with and supports our trans and non-binary friends." Yeah. So what else is happening? Business news. Apple, the world's most valuable public company, said profits nearly doubled, really, last quarter. iPhone sales jumped an impressive 50%. Microsoft had its most profitable quarter ever thanks to a greater demand for its cloud computing services and workplace software. And Alphabet, that's Google's parent company, said ad revenue increased almost 70%. The real highlight, YouTube, with $7 billion in quarterly revenue. That's amazing. One of the world's greatest athletes, Simone Biles, U.S. Olympic gymnast, team member, and the greatest gymnast of all time, pulled out, just hard to believe, pulled out of team finals in Tokyo. Something to do with the mind. Oh, yeah. As a person thinks. Wow. Home prices grew at their fastest pace on record in the month of May. Instagram rolled out new safety features for teens. In university news, Oklahoma and Texas, currently of the Big 12 conference, informed the SEC they want in 2025. And Walmart said it will pay college tuition and textbook costs for employees at select schools. And while the Olympics have been a disaster for NBC, these Olympics could be the hottest ever. Talking about weather. Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this. Well, where have you been? Just tuned in? This is Hello World News, information, and comment every day at this time. Conservative Christian voice in America. Thank you so much for listening to the program, for supporting us, for being there on Facebook. It's interesting to see hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you. Hang in there. Keep sending the goodies. We use your stuff, and people get informed. Greg, Jerry G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. And a big thank you, as always, to this Christian radio station for carrying the broadcast. Where would we be without them? Hey, we're coming to Tri-City in September. Looking forward to seeing some of you personally. Boy, this one used to happen to me a lot when we traveled in evangelism. Why is it men seem to refuse to ask for directions? I remember going to Kokomo, speaking at Grace Baptist Church one Sunday, and took a wrong turn somewhere. We're rolling down a state road there at about 80 miles an hour because I thought I was late. Kids bouncing off the roof as we went over those hills and realized that we had gone a long way in the opposite direction. And you know what that feels like, being lost while driving in an unfamiliar area. Well, the moment you're just traveling along, everything is wonderful. That Sunday morning, I was just enjoying the beautiful summer sunshine. And suddenly, you have that sinking feeling that something says, I've taken a wrong turn. You know, no matter how hard we try to dismiss the hounding thoughts, the reality cannot be denied. We're on the wrong road. We're headed in the opposite direction from where we need to be. If we continue, we're going to be farther off course. At this point, double-checking road maps will not help unless our hearts and minds are set on getting back on the true right course. Know where I'm going here? Many people, however, are not prepared to do this spiritually. I mean, God wants to lead them along a certain pathway, but they allow their hearts to be pulled away from Him. They give an ear to those selfish thoughts, and I say so often, most sin comes from selfishness. Negative words spoken by others, countless other distractions such as feelings of doubt and fear, then pride gets in there. They mistakenly believe that they're moving forward. In reality, their life is heading in reverse. How about the man who was following God? Yeah, he was heading in the direction God had him. What happened to this guy? He was headed in a God-led direction, but somewhere, somehow, things had changed. You could see it in his countenance. He was really living a life in reverse, not going forward, but actually going backward in his devotion to God. How can that be? He was making lots of money. His family had every material thing they could hope for. Yet there was a deep sense of emptiness and loss really down deep in his heart. He lacked godly obedience. That had drained his emotional energy. For a long time, he had been striving to please God, but nothing he did seemed good enough. All God really wanted was his heart and his devotion, something that he had not been willing to really give God. Years ago, God called him into the ministry. He knew that, but he ended up working mostly for himself and paying the price for being disobedient to God. How do I get back on track? Is it too late for me? No, it's never too late. Never too late to admit that you've taken a wrong turn and that you want God to bring you back home to the place where he wants you to be today. There may be some consequences that you're going to have to face, sure, but you'll not face them alone. God's there. While not everyone is called to work in a Christian vocation, God certainly has plans and goals for your life today. He knows each one of you intimately, and he knows you perfectly, and he also loves you with an everlasting love. Jeremiah 31:3. It says that. If we allow God, he will restore what sin has damaged, what the cankerworm has eaten away or threatened to take away from you. Usually those who strive to have the most end up with the least. Their lives become entangled in sin and greed and doubt. You see it so often. They're fixated on having everything their way and adding God there as an afterthought. Instead of being focused in doing God's will his way, they become focused on getting ahead, being the leader, or having more than their friends and coworkers, and they end up, well, they head down a spiritual path to nowhere land. You don't want to do that. Their desire to please the Lord is pushed aside or ignored, and eventually life begins to unravel, and they wonder, what in the world is going wrong with me? Doesn't God want me to be happy? If you want to know a little bit more about happiness, read Psalm 1, the happy person. You'll find it there. We, my friend, were created for a purpose. You know that, right? Whether you want to admit it or not, we are the happiest and most fulfilled in our life when we are living in the center of the will of God. All the wealth, all the power, all the fame this world has to offer you cannot begin to take the place of Almighty God and the consequences of deliberate sin. We might think that we have arrived at a great destination and achieved a noteworthy accomplishment, but if it is not what God has chosen for us, we are living a life in reverse. It's time to get on target today and get back in the will of God. And that can be a struggle. My responsibility? Well, each of us is to yield to the Spirit of God moment by moment every day, allowing him to achieve through us the work that God wants us to accomplish in our lives, Ephesians 2:10. Otherwise, you're going to be frustrated and disappointment and guilty, which is the cause of far too many Christians failing. Each of us must yield to the Spirit of God. Are you doing that today? If not, why not let God change your direction back to him today? And finally, another big thank you to those of you that were praying for Jalayla. She continues to improve and keeps smiling in her sleep for some reason right now. And continue, if you would, to pray for my wife. I mean, she's not sick or anything. She's just married to me. What's this? The Sabco Deluxe Broom. A little note right here on the package. Not suitable for flying. What does that mean? And this could happen to any of us. Turned on the wrong burner for supper last night. I was cooking nothing for over 20 minutes. That's it. I've had my say for another day. Hey, would you do me a favor? Tell others about the broadcast and have them join us tomorrow, same time, same place. And again, very grateful for all of you that are on Facebook and how important that was with Jalayla's, my granddaughter's health problem recently. Knowing that hundreds of you were praying just did our hearts good. Trust you're going to have a great Wednesday. We've got Church of the Cross, and I'm looking forward to that. Till tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless. Have yourself a great one.